This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this month's edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, this month, something near and dear to your heart. Since you've been here, you've really worked on the undergraduate research angle here at Morehead State University. I know you're very proud of that.
I am indeed, Jason. It's a wonderful program that's benefited hundreds of students in very important ways. Look forward to introducing our guests in a moment.
And we'll start the show after this.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs offer valuable hands-on experience and research opportunities. Working alongside Morehead State University faculty, students receive personal instruction in the classroom and laboratory. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at morehedstate.edu/biochem.
Morehead State University's Office of Career Services helps MSU students prepare for today's competitive workforce by reviewing resumes and portfolios, conducting practice interviews, and matching graduates with potential employers. Major in you at Morehead State University and put your skills to work. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services at 783-2233 or online at morehedstate.edu/career.
Welcome back to this month's edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. Three great guests on a great topic, Dr. Andrews.
It's really a pleasure for us to be talking about this today. Let me introduce these folks. We have with us Dr. Michael Henson. Mike is the Associate Vice President for Research and Dean of the Graduate School. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you with us. We also have Dr. Tim Thornberry. Tim is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we have a wonderful, fabulous student, Taylor Zumwalt. Welcome, Taylor. It's good to have you here. And what we're talking about today is the undergraduate research program at Morehead State University. I did a little bit of an inquiry before I left the office, and I asked the question, how much money have we invested in undergraduate research fellows since 2004-05, which is when the program was created at Morehead State the first year I was here? We've invested $3.1 million, and that's money that's gone to the fellows themselves. It benefits the student directly. But more than that, let's just talk for a moment about the idea. When the program was started in 2004-05, it came about in the Department of Psychology, Tim, mm-hmm. your department. At the time, the department chair and the faculty, I met with them, and I was new. I just started in office January of 2005. And I said, if there's one thing that I could do as president to help push an agenda that would benefit you and the students, what would it be? And they said, put some money into undergraduate research so that we could reach out, pick those very best students in our classes, and invite them to work with us in our laboratory. But it takes a little bit of money because these young people have to have jobs. And that's mm-hmm. where the idea was born, in the psychology department in January or February of 2005. And since then, we've invested a lot of money. So I'm really proud of this. I think it's made a big difference for our students. We see the results of the work very visibly in the spring of the year, in April, when we do the celebration of student scholarship and our young students come together in that environment. Posters at the Capitol, we have a wonderful time there showing and telling. So that's kind of the big picture. Dr. Henson, tell us a little bit about this from your point of view. You're the dean that oversees all this at Morehead State University.
Morehead State University, as you have said, has a long history of support for undergraduate research, scholarship, and creative endeavor. And this has resulted in a very important campus culture that embraces faculty mentorship as a means of enhancing student engagement, retention, and critical thinking skills. And that's just something that you don't find at every university, certainly not at a regional comprehensive necessarily. You know, students may take multiple paths to success in research. They can work on our undergraduate research fellowship program. They can be in undergraduate honors and in regional engagement fellowship programs. They can work as volunteer investigators in a variety of ways, and they can actually receive academic credit for independent studies. And I can go back with some numbers and think about there's about 150 students currently participating. That first class, that first year and a half or so, 34 students. So that's just benefited in so many students.
You know, while the students are receiving a stipend, the faculty don't get a special stipend. It's part of their work. Most of our faculty have some research interest, and so they're very anxious to include students in the laboratory, the dance or theater studio, in the music arena, in the research laboratory, wherever that creative work is taking place. And that mentoring, as you've mentioned, Dr. Henson, is really so important to get a young person engaged more in the discipline of which they're a part right off the top. So, Dr. Thornberry, tell me a little bit about from your point of view. You're in the Department of Psychology. Mm-hmm. I know you've worked with some undergraduate research students. Tell us about it from your point of view.
Absolutely. I am in full support of the undergraduate research program, and I've taken advantage of a lot of the opportunities that Dean Henson talked about just now between the undergraduate research fellowships, but also some of the grant funding that's been available through Mike's office. And a lot of that does go to the students, and I depend on the students for just about anything in the lab, from data collection to data analysis and presenting our research at regional state conferences. And I think it's a great opportunity for the students to see the full cycle of the research process, all the way up from conceptualizing a research idea, hey, this is something I'm interested in, how can we go about studying that, all the way up through data collection and analysis, and then finally presenting their poster in front of other experts in their field and having a lively discussion about where can we go from here to better understand what we're doing.
So I assume, Taylor, you're one of Dr. Thornberry's research associates.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you've done, the nature of the work you've done working with Dr. Thornberry, and how that's enlivened or enriched your undergraduate experience here at the university.
Most of my research deals with students and their academic success, and so what makes students successful, what makes them not successful, and how we combat those issues. And that's been an excellent learning experience as far from like a counseling side, where I'm a psych undergraduate, you know, seeing the different factors that go into student success and what that looks like and how we can help them. That's been an excellent experience. Just as far as statistics, working with that and, you know, really applying what we're learning in the classroom, I think that's an excellent opportunity.
So does it help you be more connected to the university? I mean, you're grounded in a department, you're attached to a faculty in a program. Has that been helpful to you?
Yes, I think I appreciate the mentorship that Dr. Thornberry has provided me through this whole process. I think that has been one of the best benefits. A professor that you can go and ask questions with and have discussions with and very comfortable just walking into his office, and that sort of thing has been extremely helpful.
So Dr. Thornberry, mm-hmm. tell me about how you interact with these undergraduate research fellows. I mean, what's the nature? Because I assume they come with different skill sets, different mm-hmm. interests, different orientations and the like. So how do you approach that mm-hmm. as you select somebody mm-hmm. to work in your laboratory, your program?
Absolutely. One of the nice things I think about Morehead State University is where it is a smaller regional university, the research program really allows for that individualized attention that sometimes we can give in the classroom, but we can really nail down specific skills like statistics or research design. And so I have my students involved in every aspect of the lab. Many times that gets started by a student approaching me and saying, you know, I'm interested. You mentioned your research in class today, and that's something that I think I'd like to get involved with. Our lab does a variety of research studies. The parent-child research lab, we look at parenting in Eastern Kentucky. So a lot of our students have an interest in parenting, how to be good parents themselves. So they might approach me to get involved in the lab for that reason. A lot of them are interested in attending graduate school after they graduate from Morehead State. So a lot of students come to me with those goals in mind. But for me, I think that this research opportunity is one of my favorite parts of the job. It does allow me to get that one-on-one time with students and really teach them things and have them grasp concepts that are kind of hard to pick up in just a classroom setting.
Yeah, it's one thing to talk about a difficult concept in a lecture, and we've, mm-hmm. as teachers, we've all done that. You know, I'm thinking about experimental design and, you know, complex statistical analysis. You can do homework problems, you know, mm-hmm. where it's kind of a finite or fixed situation, but it's a whole nother deal when it's an actual research project. And I liked your notion about talking to the students about research design. I mean, that's a really important question right up front. So, Taylor, from your point of view, talk a little bit about that part of it. What are some of the things you've really had a chance to learn that were an outgrowth of what you heard in the classroom, but Dr. Thornberry, as your mentor, was able to say, okay, here's what we talked about, but here's how this actually works. Could you give an example of that?
So my first project, I had a co-authorship, and through that co-authorship, I really want to get more familiar with stats. You know, I let my co-author kind of do all of my stats last time, so I don't have a lot of experience. I'm kind of scared of it. I'm going to need a lot of help, but I want to do it myself. And he was extremely helpful in that. And so that, I think, was probably... I'm very proud of that as a student and for that project, to be able to explain the statistics behind that and know how to run them and get that experience. Because I did take both our stat classes in the psychology department. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it's very different to mm-hmm. do a word problem that has a fixed answer and all the variables are what they need to be. And you already know which stat to run mm-hmm. versus kind of discussing which stat to run and how to do it and, you know, from start to finish. So mm-hmm. that was probably my favorite experience.
Oftentimes the real world is much messier than yes. what's in a word problem in class. You know, for a lot of our students, stat is a four-letter word, and it causes a lot of anxiety. And you know, I think Taylor was very upfront about that when she joined the lab, that this was an area that she wanted to grow in. And so I tried to provide as much support as I could. But at some point, I kind of said, all right, your turn.
Yeah.
You know, go figure it out. And then when you need help, come find me, and we'll talk about it. But that's where I think that individualized experience really shines, and giving them a chance to give students a chance to get outside of their comfort zone and really challenge themselves to build up a skill that and build up confidence in an area where maybe they didn't have that before.
You know, this speaks very clearly to something we learned in a recent survey from faculty about the program's strength, and that it succeeds in improving and updating knowledge of the student's individual discipline outside of class, real-world knowledge. It enhances all types of learning skills. It provides a heads-up, actually, for those that are interested in graduate school or professional school. And I think, as we heard already, it increases self-confidence in a lot of techniques that maybe you didn't have a lot of expertise in before. So the faculty members have told us, and student responses have told us, that the program enhances something that you don't find everywhere, and that is creating an atmosphere of student as colleague, which is so important, because that's what we're interested in with respect to higher education, being able to learn the lifelong skills that are going to be necessary to transcend the classroom and do real life work.
Yeah, I really like that idea. I mean, that's the epitome of what we should be doing in higher education, right? Mm-hmm. We're creating colleagues among our student population and our faculty so that we really pay attention to what's important to the student and at the same time what's important to the faculty member, and where the two join is a wonderful and rich opportunity to share experiences about the discipline, the creative, the problem solving, the analytical skills. And one of the things that appears to me in the world we live in today is that so many people today lack or fail to use quality analytical skills. I mean, apply them anywhere you want. You know, just given the nature of how the world is turning these days, it seems really important to me that people are willing to step back, examine the information or the data, convert it into usable information, and make decisions based upon that. I think these are really, really important skills.
Posters at the Capitol, and it's a big event every year, Dr. Hansen. I know you're kind of like a proud papa walking around Frankfurt and looking at all those posters. These are no regular posters, because a lot of hard work and a lot of projects go in on that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Every institution of higher learning in Kentucky is represented at the Capitol. We had 17 posters, 25 of our posters, of our students actually, worked on the presentation, and all of their faculty mentors were there. And it was a great opportunity not only for them to talk about their discipline, but to speak with area legislators on what is so important with respect to the support for higher education in the Commonwealth. And I think they did an outstanding job. Dr. Andrews, we should really be proud of those students.
Well, absolutely. I had an opportunity to that morning to kind of walk around and talk to some of our students and our faculty, and I'm always really impressed with the quality of the work that they're doing. And it's obvious to me that these young people are being mentored well by our faculty. You can really see the benefits in terms of the results that students are able to display. So, Dean Henson, we're going to have a celebration of student scholarship in April. How does that figure into all this?
12th annual celebration of student scholarship. It's going to be on Wednesday, April the 26th. Even almost as important as those so many students participating, we have over 100 of our faculty choose to participate, and they'll not only serve as mentors but also as judges for the event. And it's a great day-long activity on Wednesday, April the 26th, 12th annual celebration of student scholarship. Of course, our Adrian Doran University Center is under renovation right now, so we're moving that. Everyone should know the morning oral presentations will be in the Camden Carroll Library, and our thanks to our colleagues in the library for making that possible. And in the afternoon, poster and award sessions will be in Button Auditorium. So that is April 26th. Everyone needs to put that on their calendar.
That whole week is a celebration. The colleges have their banquets, and then we have the presidential concert on the lawn, and that's going to be held in front of Andrews Hall this year. So that whole week, the last week of April, is a celebration for all the hard work the students and the faculty has put in to this semester and all year.
Yeah, the thing that I like most about this, of course, is we're celebrating students, scholarship, and faculty. And that's really what education is all about, in higher education in particular. It's the quality of what our faculty do. It's their willingness to work closely with students. And I think, as Taylor said, it's the opportunity for a student to really dig into something and kind of decide whether this is what you want to do, whether you like to do it. And, you know, the little back and forth between you and Dr. Thornberry is important about your ability with statistics. For a lot of students, statistics is kind of a dirty word. Stats, you know, it's really higher order thinking skills. It's the application of mathematical and analytical skills, and it is important in a research program. But it's also an important life skill that reinforces, regardless of where you choose to go after that. So, I think it's an exciting time on campus to be around these very ideas. I love to listen to the presentations and look at the posters and just reflect on what our students are able to do. This is really, really important in terms of education. And I think it's why Morehead State University has such a solid reputation for students graduating from the university with respect to their analytical and creative and applied skills. Wouldn't you say so, Dr. Henson?
Absolutely. Real-life skills applied to real-life problems make students successful.
I mean, I've talked to some students this time that had done a really interesting poster on males that were involved in, I think the research was in Louisville, if I remember correctly, but they were looking at homeless males that were involved in the kind of the sex trade industry as a way to support themselves. And the four young men had done this study, as I remember, and it was emotional for them to talk about their encounter with these young men and where they found themselves in life and what they were doing as part of their life. I mean, that's research that can help shape public policy, that can inform government and leaders and social activists to get involved with helping solve a real problem in society. I talked to some other students that were doing other forms of research in teacher education, looking at interventions for young people in the classroom. The things that you're talking about, Taylor, with factors around student success are so important. And at the heart of what we're doing at Morehead State right now, we're looking at everything we do and have been for several years and asking ourselves the question, what can we do better to help students be successful? The notion, of course, is in education today is pretty straightforward, problem-based learning. I mean, there's a lot in the literature that I read about that. It's the whole notion that, you know, students engage around a real problem, and they go about setting up a manner in which to address that in a way that will yield good information. From my experience in the past, I think about it this way. It's kind of, you know, theory into practice, thought into action is what this is about. And for myself as a learner, I'm always more confident in my learning when I can get my hands on it, you know?
Taylor was talking about some of her wonderful experiences, and a lot of them I wouldn't think of immediately when I think of research, things like liaising with other professionals to build up collaborative research relationships. This is a skill that's needed more and more as we talk about big data and collaborative research across different professions. And Taylor had that experience. It was at a much smaller level and appropriate for her skill set, but being able to talk with other folks to design and to drive towards a common goal, in this case, to improve academic success with our students. In other cases, that might be working with legislators to talk about policy initiatives. And so you really can't get that in a classroom, and she had that opportunity.
The program enhances something that you don't find everywhere, and that is creating an atmosphere of student as colleague. That's what we're interested in with respect to higher education, being able to learn the lifelong skills that are going to be necessary to transcend the classroom and do real life work.
Yeah, the thing that I like most about this, of course, is we're celebrating students, scholarship, and faculty. And that's really what education is all about, and higher education in particular.
We'll come back to wrap things up after this.
Today's technical world needs advanced technical training. Morehead State's Department of Engineering and Technology Management offers programs in engineering and construction management, civil engineering, electronics, computer design, and manufacturing engineering. Study online with the Technology Management program to earn your BS degree. Major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/ETM.
Morehead State University supports enlisted military, veterans, and their families. MSU makes it easy with no application fees, academic credit for military experience, financial assistance, and accommodating military obligations. The Lieutenant Colonel Al Baldwin Veterans Resource Center can get you started. You've served your country, now it's time to major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/veteran or call 606-783-5226.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia, wrapping up this month's edition of Shaping Appalachia. And Dr. Andrews, this has been a great topic. We've learned a lot.
Dr. Henson, would you want to comment?
Well, I would say, certainly we've concentrated on what's going on in the Department of Psychology, a lot of great work going there. But I have to say that we have great work going on in all of our colleges, all the way from business to the humanities, certainly to the hard sciences, the bench sciences, and so forth. And I'd like to mention some of the fine things that are going on in engineering technology, for example, with respect to virtual reality and robotics. When you take that all the way to the Caudill College of Humanities and look at the wonderful things that are going on with respect to theater and dance and in the Department of English. And so I guess the bottom line here, Dr. Andrews, is that with respect to our student population, we have a wealth of faculty members, a wealth of topics that anyone who attends as an undergraduate at Morehead State University has an opportunity to find their niche and to be able to understand not only things that they learn in the classroom, which are so important, but be able to take that knowledge and to look at real-world problems. And we keep returning to that topic, but real-world skills for real-world knowledge for success later in life, and that's sort of what we're in the business for.
A very informative show. Thank you so very much for being with us.
We appreciate everyone joining us for this month's show. We'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.